Christ is our example in life. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, learn how the Word of God is our evidence of the integrity of God and the promises He has given to every believer. The spoken Word of God is the foundation of our faith.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. And on today's broadcast, we are going to renew our minds to the Word of God. We're going to air a special Believer's Voice of Victory from the KCM archives. Now, you may notice the set looks a little different. You may even notice Brother Copeland looks a little different. But the anointing of the Word preached is just as relevant, just as powerful today as it was then, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, get your Bibles and let's join Brother Copeland for more teaching on the integrity of God's Word.
Got your Bible with you today? I want you to open it. First of all, let's look at two openings. One from the book of Joshua. We'll read there and we'll also go to the 8th chapter of the book of John, the Gospel of John. Now, we've been talking about the integrity of the written Word, the integrity of the written Word, not some strange, far out thing. We're not talking about a religion that's been made out of the Word. We're not talking about a creed or a doctrine that's been brought from the Word. We're talking about the integrity of this book being God speaking to you. Amen. The Bible said there is no private interpretation of the prophecy of the Scripture. It's easy to be entreated and without partiality and without hypocrisy. Praise God. You can stand on it. You can confess it. You can pray it. You can live in it, live on it, live with it, live for it. It can be under you, over you, in front of you, behind you, and all around you. And regardless of what everything else looks like, you can stand on this Word. And in the eyes of God, you're no hypocrite for saying you're healed. You're no hypocrite for saying you're delivered. You're no hypocrite for saying you're saved. You're no hypocrite for saying you belong to Jesus, when this Word is your evidence and final authority in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the reality of the integrity of the Word from a little bit different angle today. I want you to look with me in the book of Joshua chapter 1. Before we read, now let's get the full import of this. Here's, lots of people, big congregation of people. All of these people have come out of Egypt, and here's a whole generation of people that have been out in this desert for 40 years. And all of these people that are alive at this time, with the exception of two, have been born out in this desert. All of that other bunch has all died and gone. This man named Joshua is taking command of what the Bible says was a stiff-necked, rebellious, hard-to-handle people. They've had Moses. Ooh, you talk about a hard act to follow. Now, I'm telling you, they had Moses to follow. They looked at Moses and watched these mighty wonders and signs and miracles. And here comes Joshua, and he's going to have to take command of all of this. And in their eyes, he's an old man. God says here in this first chapter, said, "Be strong and of a good courage." Thanks again, Lord. I mean, you know, be strong. Yeah, all I got to do is lead this stiff-necked bunch across this river, attack a bunch of folks that I hadn't seen in 40 years. And when I was over there the last time, the land was full of giants and everything else. And that's all I got to do, Lord, is be strong and full of courage. Whew, dear Lord, well, you got anything else you want me to do? No, this is a man of faith. God could have said, "Now, Joshua, you fast 3 times a day and you'll be strong." God could have said, "Joshua, you have lots of faith now and you'll be strong." God could have said anything he wanted to say. I mean, he's God. Faith is good and faith is right. Fasting is good. Fasting is right under biblical conditions, the way God outlined it. Being strong and courageous is good. Yes, sir, that's good. But how do you do it? I'm not just walking up against just this desert anymore. I've got to take this bunch into war. I got to take them into combat. They're not war tried. And any of them been to war. What am I going to do here? God could have picked any of these things to say, but I want you to hear what he said. Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the word which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper or succeed wherever you go. One translation says, that you deal wisely in all the affairs of life. This book of the law. Now, the way you and I would say that today, this book of God's Word. This book of God's Word shall not depart out of your mouth. You will say only the Word of God. You'll not pick your own words and say them. You're going to say my words after me. Thou shalt meditate therein. And I think it's very interesting right here. I don't have time to get into this portion of it right now. We will later, I promise you that. But you can't meditate the Word of God without speaking it with your mouth. Or to mumble it and talk it and speak it and talk it. That's one of the ways you feed it into your spirit. One of the ways you feed it into your mind. Meditate therein. Meditate in my word day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Not just fast, not just pray, not just be strong, not just courageous, not just walk by faith, not just walk by love, not just walk by prayer, not just walk by this or that or the other, that's all good and all part of the Word, but if you'll put the Word first place, you'll know how to fast, how to pray, how to be strong, how to be courageous, and everything else that's written in this Word. Because my brother and sister, it covers it all. When God said, meditate in my Word day and night, He covered the whole spectrum of human existence. Praise God. Now listen to this. You will observe to do all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You will be prosperous and have good success. When? When you put this word in your mouth and meditate on it day and night, you'll know what to do. You'll know what to do. You'll observe, you'll see into things that other people don't see into. Other guys are spending all their time in the doctor's office or out in the lawyer's office. Well, brother, I ain't got time to meditate in the Word of God all day and all night. I got to go see my lawyer. How come? Make up for all the messes I made. Look how much time the Word would have saved you if you'd have been meditating in the Word of God. You would have seen into that and had the wisdom of God in how to get through it, over it, around it, change it, whatever it takes to be successful and be in good success and deal wisely in all the affairs of life. If you're meditating in the Word of God, I'll tell you this right now, you'll be able to hear God. See, He wrote this book. I had a fellow ask me just a couple of days ago, he said, Brother Copeland, tell me this. Tell me how to know the difference between hearing God speak and hearing my voice or my spirit or my thoughts and hearing the devil's. I said, well, how do you know your dad when he calls on the telephone? I said, you recognize his voice, don't you? Oh, yeah. I said, do you have to ask who it is? No. I said, how did you get that way? You got that way by talking to him. You got that way by listening to him. You got that way by spending time with him. He's your dad. You spend time with him. Same thing's true with God. The Spirit of God wrote this book. He has a style about him. You get away from just reading this thing in the eyes and in the light of doctrines and creeds and all that kind of thing. And all that's good, and it has a place, there's a place for all that. But we're talking about hearing the voice of God. This is God's voice. And so you get into hearing this and meditating in it, and you begin to look into these promises, and you begin to see these promises that cover your situation, and you begin to meditate, well, now by His stripes ye were healed. Now what does that mean to me now that I'm healed and I know that? How does that change my lifestyle? I'm meditating on the Word, see? I'm taking some time out of my busy schedule. I'm not making the Word fit my schedule. I'm now building my schedule around the Word. I take the time every day for the Word, meditate on that Word, driving down the road, listening to those tapes, preach to me about the Word and preach to me about faith and feed my life and feed my mind and keep it in front of me. Go to bed with it, get up with it and think about it and think about it. How does that change my life now that I'm healed? How does that change my life now that my needs are met by Christ Jesus? Well, I speak to that debt and I command you, debt, in the name of Jesus, to go. Money, you come to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where is he going to get it, Brother Copeland? I don't care where he gets it. It'll be honest. You don't have to worry about it. God's not going to steal it. You're just meditating in his Word. You go do your job. Don't bother me. God gets me a better job, wouldn't you? But I'm going to take care of the one that I've got now. I'm not going to walk off and say, well, God's going to get me a better job, so I believe I'm going to sleep till 11 o'clock every morning. There ain't no use in me working. You infidel. Get on up from there. You go on and take care of that job you got, praise God. And just work like it is Jesus that hired you, and it's Jesus you're working for. Praise God. Things, and start meditating the Word, and you begin to observe. You begin to see into how to do these things. Now listen to this. This is Jesus talking. Now listen to this. This is John, the 8th chapter. And Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples indeed. What does the word disciple mean? It means discipline. It means one discipline to my way. And another way of saying that is, if you continue in my Word, you will begin to be like me. You'll be disciplined to my lifestyle. Now, don't take somebody else's word for it, to Jesus' lifestyle. Jesus wasn't some little poor barefooted guy with a sheep under his arm. Dear God, forget about all of that man-made religion and get in this book for yourself and find out what kind of a man he is. Praise God. Meditate on him, not on what somebody said about him. Amen. Then he said, continue in my word. Same thing he said to Joshua back there years before. He said, meditate in my word day and night, or continue in it, and you'll observe how to be successful in this. Continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, you don't wait till you get into some ungodly, devilish bondage and then jump up and say, oh, I want to know the truth. The truth will make me free. Well, that you can do that to a degree, but that's not the way God planned on you living. God didn't plan on you living on miracles from one miracle to the other, or on the gifts of the Spirit. In reality, God intended for you to live by faith on His Word. Continue in it daily, day and night, he told Joshua. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. When you know what the Word says about prayer, you'll be free in your prayer life. When you know what the Word says about money, you'll be free where your finances are concerned. Hallelujah. When you know what the Word... Now, don't... Hey, listen to me. get off of what somebody said God said about money and find out what God actually said about it, not what you think He said about it. Amen? Don't meditate in what religion said about it. Meditate in what the Word says about it. Amen. When you find out what the Word says about healing, you'll be free in your health. You'll know the truth, and truth will make you free. Who is the truth? Come on, who is the truth? Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." That's true. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among men, and Jesus is the truth. Jesus, the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Word, all are one. They're one. Thank God they're one. You can't separate them. You can individualize them, but you can't separate them. One of them doesn't say one thing and the other one says something else. If you're talking to Jesus, you're talking to the Word. If you're talking to the Word, you're talking to Jesus. If you're talking to Jesus, you're talking to the Holy Ghost. If you're talking to the Holy Ghost, you're talking to the one that wrote the book. If you're talking to the Father, you're talking to the Holy Ghost, you're talking to Jesus, and they all agree with one another. I mean, they are one. And they all got the same kind of style. I mean, they're all love. They all live and walk by faith. I mean, they, oh, glory be to God. And when you begin to meditate in that Word day and night, you're meditating on the Father day and night. You're meditating on the Spirit of God day and night. You're meditating on our lovely Jesus, precious Jesus. You're meditating on Him day and night. You'll not have so much trouble then with all of this. Oh, are you supposed to do it this way? Are you supposed to do it this way? Oh, I heard that the gifts of faith work like this. Somebody else said it worked like that. I don't know how it worked. Get in the Word and find out. You won't have so much trouble with it. You get to seeking the giver instead of the gift. Amen. Well, yeah, the Word says to earnestly desire the gifts of the Spirit. Yes, it says that. It didn't say get earnestly all disturbed about it. No, you get to walking with Jesus, meditating on the Word of God. The Word says go preach the gospel. That's what I do. The Word says you go do what I tell you to do. That's what I do. I walk out there and preach. If He wants to use the gifts of the Spirit, well, just have at it, Lord. Here I am. Praise God, I'm ready. What gift of the Spirit do you have? Well, I'm ready for any of them. Amen. You know the one I really want? The one I need at the time. Now, there are certain manifestations of the Holy Ghost that operate more predominantly in my life than others because of what I'm called to do. Amen. There's certain things that function and operate in my calling, in my ministry, and what I'm called to do than it does in somebody else's. And there are other peoples that operate more predominantly in their lives in certain manifestations of the Holy Ghost than do in mine. But I'll tell you what, I'm available to all nine of them wherever they are needed, and I've experienced all of them at one time or the other. But I'm not studying on that. I study the gifts of the Spirit, yeah, but I'm not spending my time worrying about any of it, praise God. I'm just keeping my mind on the Word, meditate in the Word night and day. I don't lay around and worry, oh, that feels bad. Oh, I wonder if that's cancer. Oh, dear God, that might be tuberculosis. No, it couldn't be TB. What could it be? Oh, I don't, maybe it's emphysema coming on me. Oh, dear God, I wonder what else am I? I bet my blood's bad. Oh, man, come on. Quit meditating on yourself and start meditating on Jesus. If you continually meditate on you and on your flesh and on what's bad around you, that's what worry is meditating on the lies of the devil and yourself. Then you're not meditating on the very answer to the problems that you're magnifying by meditating on them. Amen. Now, I'll tell you this, and later on we're going to get into this as the Lord leads. Jesus said, "The sower soweth the Word, Satan cometh immediately to take out the Word which was sown." Well, don't let him have it. Take the Word of God and knock him in the head with it. I mean, just exactly what I said. Take the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and knock him right in the head with it. Say, "Satan, shut up in the name of Jesus." Just get right up in his face and tell him to get back. Amen. The other night in a service we were in, someone else was preaching, and I was sitting there just enjoying it, man. And somebody was talking about the lines of a song. And this came to me. I don't know whether it was part of what they were singing or what. I got so thrilled with it. It said, you know, get right up in the devil's face and let him hear amazing grace. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I've been redeemed. Just tell him, say, look, old hoss, I've been redeemed from you. I don't have to do what you tell me. The Bible said Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, it is written, it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. What did Jesus do in the face of the devil? He'd been fasting, right? He'd been fasting for days. And the devil came up there and threatened him and pushed him and came at him with the same thing he came at Adam and his family with. Came at him with food. And he waited. Oh, dear, that rat. I mean, he waited until he hungered. And then he came and said, make the stones bread. Jesus didn't fall for it. What did he use? He could have said, Satan, you can't do me that way. I've been fasting 40 days and fasting is of God and you can't do that. He could have done that. I don't know that it had done any good, but he could have done it. He could have stood on his fasting. He could have stood on a lot of things. What did he do? He said, it is written. Oh, Satan came back and he threw a little scripture around here and there. You know, tried to make it sound maybe like God's talking to him. Go up on that high temple and throw yourself off. Why, you a man of faith. Why, throw yourself off. Jesus said, it is also written. I mean, he just kept coming back at him with the word of God. He just nailed him and he nailed him and he nailed him with the written. Hear it? Written, written, written. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now catch on. Hey, listen, run your antenna up spiritually right now. Listen to what I'm telling you. Jesus said, it is written, and man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He's still referring to the written word. This is what has proceeded from the mouth of God. Amen. Now, I've had prophetic words spoken to me. I've been in congregations where prophetic words were spoken. Preached words were being spoken. Oh, and bless me and make me free. But only when they are in line with and totally agree with the written word. The written word is not subject to the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are subject to the written word of the living God.
This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.
Now, every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want to read this to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. It says this, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Verse 10 says this, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Many of you are partners with this ministry. You've been sowing, you've been believing, and we want to say thank you, and we are believing with you for the hundredfold return at work in your life. And if you've never given to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, or you've never sown into the kingdom of God, this is just an opportunity. Find out from the Lord, Lord, is there something you'd have me do to participate with Kenneth and Gloria in what they're doing all over the world? And then just take a moment, get quiet. If he says yes, then just do what he says. If he says no, that means you're assigned somewhere to help somebody preach the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. But those of you who've been assigned to this ministry, we praise God for you and we thank you. Now listen, if you've missed any of these broadcasts this week on the integrity of God's Word, you can just go to kcm.org. You can watch them. You can download them absolutely free. You need to go there and check these things out. Find out what else is on the website there. You can search messages. You can search articles, you can search videos, and all of it is there as a tool and a resource to help you in your study with the Word of God. And when you give in this offering today, these are the kinds of things it's going towards. It's going towards creating ministry resources and tools to get the Word of God all over the world. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray over every person, every partner, every man, woman, and child who has joined with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry and has sown seed. And I thank you, Lord, that you right now, your grace is going to work on their behalf to bring them a harvest that is overwhelming and a demonstration of how much you love and appreciate and desire to bless your children. We thank you for it. We receive this offering today and we call it blessed. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for giving. Thank you for being a part of this. Hey, listen, go to church this weekend. Sunday is Father's Day here in the United States. So honor your dad. Call him. Let him know how much you love him. Fathers, just give your kids big hugs and just let them know how much you love and appreciate them. And then join us next week on this broadcast as my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, is teaching in healing school. You don't want to miss this. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
The just shall live by faith. So there's no question about whether it's God's will for you to be a faith person or not. What is a faith person? A faith person is the one who believes what's in the Word rather than what you see or experiencing at the moment.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.